Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Congress is set to pass legislation that restricts the First Amendment on college campuses, something the left has already enjoyed doing for a long time. Now we get the neocon flavor of it. No criticism of Israel. We'll also get into the CIA, Al-Qaeda, threatening to nuke us any minute now. We don't give all our freedoms up to their bosses, the Bushes. Also, more government officials come forward and say it's all a fraud. They knew Saddam wasn't involved in 9/11, but Bush wanted to blame it on Saddam, his former business partner. That's all coming up, too. We got Paul Joseph Watson with a big news blitz report in this hour as well. Right now, back to the calls. Let's talk to Richard in Florida. Richard, go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hello, sir.
Hi, Alex. First of all, I want to quickly say I was really happy to hear you on the Coast to Coast program.
Well, they say I'm going to be on every few months.
Great, great. I'm really happy about that.
Anyway, they tell me they got one of the biggest responses ever off me coming on the show.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, you were long overdue. Anyways, I called to tell you that I've been thrown out of the grand jury, Alex.
That's right. You called and you wanted to be part of exposing corruption through a grand jury, one of our other ways we vote, the ballot box, the jury box, the grand jury box, and now you've been thrown out.
I've been thrown out because of my outspokenness and just my insistence on conducting my own investigation.
So you didn't want to be a rubber stamp for the prosecutor?
Absolutely not. I asked one of the judges if we were to bring him an indictment independently of the attorneys, would he be obligated to take the individual into trial? And the answer is no, because, you know, the indictment has to be signed by two attorneys and it has to be numbered by the government. So,
and see, that's what they've done. In the past, it was the grand jury saying indict, then the government had to, but now, oh, you guys just do what we say, and then the lawyer for the county or city, they decide.
Alex, apparently what's happened is the powers that be, instead of eliminating grand juries, they have stripped us of its power and just left it there as an adornment, you know, because if you have an ill-informed people that, you know, most of them are, which indict everybody. I mean, we batted 1,000, Alex, for the government. A perfect 1,000. And
oh, I know. Grand juries every week indict some 80-year-old man. It's usually some old person who shoots someone who's in their house attacking them, and they'll indict some old man or woman.
So basically what you got, I mean,
you're saying they would indict a ham sandwich.
Yes, yeah, that's true. Basically, I mean, if the grand juries indict everybody that the government wants, and then they're not allowed to do their own investigation. Basically, that and nothing, Alex, is the same thing. I mean, they're, you know.
Yeah, it's a rubber stamp. They've taken all our institutions that made America America, and they have removed their powers and made them all just rubber stamps.
In order to do what Red Beckman wants to do, basically we need Congress, an act of Congress, to give us the powers back to be able to conduct our own investigation, to become independent. But you know, basically, I mean,
why did they say they kicked you off the grand jury?
You know, they were so arrogant that they wouldn't even want to tell me. But basically, they hinted on the fact that I wanted to conduct my own investigation,
which is what the Constitution says you're supposed to do.
Absolutely, Alex.
All right, Richard, I appreciate the call. You should write a story for me about what happened and email it to tips@infowars.com, and we'd post it as an article, and then millions of people could read it. Thanks for the call, and thanks for trying. Yeah, they've taken over our institutions, my friends. They'll read the Declaration of Independence. Everything that's in there is happening again. We'll come back with Paul Watson and your calls. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69 and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912 or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute. P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you place them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, my friends, we're now 8 minutes and 15 seconds into this second hour of global transmission against tyranny. In defense of liberty, the websites are Infowars.com. And we got the webmaster for one of my great sites, PrisonPlanet.com. He's an author, researcher, good friend of mine, Paul Joseph Watson. His book is Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order. You can read a sample chapter of it for free at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. In the Order Out of Chaos section, Her Majesty's Terrorist Network, exposing MI5 and MI6 for publicly admitting that they carry out many of the terror attacks in England as a pretext for control. But joining us from England is Paul Joseph Watson. And Paul, we've got loaded phones here, so let's cover some news, take some calls, cover some news, take some calls. There's a lot going on. What do you think is most important right now?
Well, Alex, we've got a story today out of Britain where the government down in London have created a new, basically a civilian Stasi, and they're encouraging people to report suspicious behaviour. And the Metropolitan Police's head of the anti-terrorism branch said, according to the article which is in The Guardian, that people should not be afraid of reporting somebody they knew. And of course this is on the back of the Metropolitan Police Chief saying that troops, he would have no hesitation of putting troops out on the streets. And the things they list as possible aspects of terrorism include paying for things with large amounts of cash, so again that's equating cash with terrorism as they push for a cashless society, and things like staying in a hotel room for a short period of time. So this whole tip Stasi mentality is ongoing.
By the way, in Australia, we've posted the handbook that the government printed millions of that said if your neighbor's quiet or if things don't add up, go ahead and report on them as well. But it's a friendly thing to do.
And even down to the school level, we've also got an article out of the Associated Press at the top of prisonplanet.com right now, which is entitled High School Students Offered Rewards to Stop Crime. And it says students at Esquimalt High School have been turning in classmates who trash a locker or steal somebody's expensive sneakers since the school began offering small cash rewards, Vice Principal Robert House said. So again, we're training our children to be spies for the establishment right down to the school level.
Absolutely. And in my film Road to Tyranny, I have the newscast, a little promo piece. It's actually a city ad where they enroll all the students with the tattletale card. And what are your parents doing? What's in the medicine cabinet? Does your neighbor have guns? These are the questions. And the cop says you can get up to $250, and the kids are all smiling. All the middle schoolers, oh, it's so much fun.
So I mean, the training is to spy on each other because of this so-called terrorist threat, which is in fact non-existent.
And of course, there's no real terrorists, so it's all going to be for stealing sneakers or marijuana or whatever. Paul, also, let's get into Al Jawari or Zawari. They say they captured him, they say they've killed him, but now he's back. He's going to nuke us. Give us the history of that.
Well, it's interesting that every time you get a new Bin Laden video out, for example, as well, there is Al-Zawahiri at his right-hand side. And again, 2 days ago, they reported that his official biographer, he was told by Zawahiri that Al-Qaeda has these suitcase nukes. Interestingly enough, though, we posted the story from over 2 years ago now out of The Guardian, which is entitled Bin Laden's Number 2 Captured in Iran. Osama Bin Laden's most senior lieutenant, the Egyptian militant Ayman al-Zawahiri, has been captured and jailed in Tehran, a leading Iranian newspaper reported yesterday. So again, you know, it's an open question. If he's been captured, then how is he still active on the scene? And on top of that, we had the Boston Globe on Thursday reporting that the so-called Al-Qaeda affiliate group, which claimed responsibility for the Madrid bombings and has claimed responsibility in the past for other bombings, does in fact not exist, and there is no proof of it existing. They get these phantom letters sent to this London-based Arabic newspaper claiming responsibility for all these terrorist attacks, did an investigation of the group itself and found no proof for its existence. So again, this whole fake Al-Qaeda thing goes on. We've got War on Terror archive on prisonplanet.com, which is chock full of these fake arrests, these fake alerts, these fake created stage managed Al-Qaeda groups. So it's just another thing on top of that with the new boogeyman Al-Zawahiri.
Well, that's certainly what's happening, and it's criminal. If you or I put out fake terror alerts, we'd be arrested under their own Patriot Act, but they do it and nothing happens to them.
Well, the so-called suspect who was planning to blow up the Brooklyn Bridge, turned out he was an FBI spy working for the FBI. The story was immediately shut down. We've mentioned before Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, so-called mastermind of 9/11. He was captured or killed. In fact, the Asia Times reported a year before, you know, his public capture was announced. So, again, on top of that, Chemical Ali, the Saddam Hussein's right-hand man, they said that they killed him. It later turned out that he was still alive. So on either side of the coin, we see them faking these news articles.
Now they're saying Saddam's sons are alive, but they showed us their dead bodies, but on the screen in small print it said these were wax figurines reconstructing the dead bodies.
And Saddam Hussein's daughter sent the letter directly to him, and where she said, by the way, Uday and Qusay are still alive. So who knows which of these individuals are still alive, captured, or dead. But
also, following terror attacks back to the government, we had these fake letters supposedly written by Muslims, and then the anthrax attack led back to the CIA.
Same thing with the ricin attack as well. That, the source of that was never identified. So again, time and again, we see these stage-managed, scripted hysterics. Talking about stage-managed, we can talk about the shooting of the Taiwanese president, Chen. We've got a whole... There are massive protests going on in Taiwan right now. Because for the listeners who don't know, he was shot on Friday as he travelled in an open-topped motorcade through the streets there. But one of the nurses who worked in the hospital to where he was taken said security agents were there the morning before the shooting took place, and the hospital itself was not the one that had been previously designated to take the president in a case of emergency, and they actually passed three other more modern hospitals on the way to this particular hospital. And immediately after the shooting, Chen activated the national security apparatus, which meant that the 200,000 military and police who are nationalists and would have voted for the opposition party didn't have time to vote. And on top of that, and we've got all these articles posted. One
now, explain the these politics, because obviously Chen has been standing up to China, has been speaking out, correct?
Yeah, that's what I got from it. But actually, the election of Chen prevented somehow the referendum that was taking place, which was a vote on reinforcing Taiwanese independence. So I read articles which said that China were very happy with the outcome because this referendum was stalled and it was not passed. So Chen himself has been caught carrying out similar sort of stunts in the past. 18 months ago, he claimed he had been poisoned by the nationalists, but the next day he was completely healthy. So the wave of sympathy that won him the election and the questions that are now being asked in Taiwan are going to be interesting if they ever come to.
Yeah, some think he might be a shill and he's actually merging with China and this is a stage deal. Now, it is interesting that himself and the aide were both grazed. Bullets weren't found. No one in the big crowd behind him was hit by the bullet. They didn't find the bullets in the vehicle. The security forces take over this hospital. They then pass to other hospitals, taking to that and show the grazing cuts on their sides. And now the population isn't buying it. And I was reading, it's the conservatives that aren't buying it, or is it the communists that aren't buying it?
I think it's the communists certainly aren't buying it, but there are many conservatives who feel the same way. And, I mean, there's no actual video of the shooting where you can identify, you know, where he shot. He just immediately starts bleeding from his abdomen and then suddenly notices it, just like his vice president. And so, again,
now, what does this mean, though? You know, whoever was behind the Madrid bombing, whoever was behind the shooting in Taiwan, instantly now, populations jump up and start screaming, "The government, the government, the government." I mean, that shows an awakening, period.
Well, exactly, and it shows why, to an increasing level, they're desperately trying to stage these events for this outcome. But just with the Spain example, the government told the people to go out and protest, and the people were saying, "Well, who are we supposed to protest against when we're not? We don't know whether it's ETA or Al Qaeda behind these bombings." And so they then worked it out and then started blaming the government, which is, you know, then the government lost the election, which they were going to lose anyway. People are saying that it's a big victory for Al Qaeda because they got the socialists in power. They changed the government of a major European country. But the socialists were going to win anyway, so it seems that it might have been...
So a desperate move, though, from the evidence we've seen from the neocons to stay in.
Yes, that's what it appears to be from my perspective.
But again, over time, we'll get more of the answers. It always leaks out. Paul, we're going to come back, and we're going to talk to Paula and Vince and Joe and Moses and others. Then we'll get into... I want to re-air this Rumsfeld clip where he says, "Oh, it's this folklore that I ever said it was an imminent threat," and then he gets caught in the lie. Also want to get into Bush administration officials saying, "Oh, yeah, we knew that Saddam didn't do it, but Bush wanted to say Saddam did it." And we'll get into that. Also, Israel wants to pass legislation in this country where you can't criticize Israel. Yes, I've got the bill. Yes, it's really happening. would restrict it on college campuses. That's coming up as well. But your calls first when we get back. Stay with us.
Do you know there's a price war in the insurance business? Well, right now, don't wait. You call Termbusters, and you could save up to 40% on quality term life insurance. Call now. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. Here's one example. A male age 50, non-tobacco issue preferred, $500,000 of coverage is only $113 a month. Guaranteed for 20 years. Call Termbusters to save up to 40% on term life insurance. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. We have smokers' rates, too. We specialize in $500,000 and up term life insurance coverage. Call my friends at Termbusters now to see if you can save up to 40% on term life insurance. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 2002 to January of 2004, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than a euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than a euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 2002, gold spot was 283. January of 2004, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself. Protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
There's a whole plethora of more information and news coming up, and I'll re-air that Rumsfeld clip of his lies when he finally gets caught in one. Well, he's been caught in the lies for a long time, but somebody finally called him on it. Let's go ahead and go to the calls for myself and Paul Watson. Let's talk to Paula in Texas. Paula, go ahead.
Yes, Alex. My husband was going through the Houston Chronicle yesterday, and when he got to the very last page and the very last article of the business section, down in the right-hand corner, there was this little article titled, Thousands of IRS Returns to Go to India for Processing.
Yeah, the government is going to outsource almost all the government jobs to India and Mexico, And there's been federal laws that if you've got a federal job that can be done by an American, it should be, but they're just ignoring those. And so, yeah, they're going to do most of the work with your data, your information overseas.
Yeah, it's talking about, the first part of it talks about how many people will never know that their personal data is being electronically shipped overseas to India, and that between 100,000 and 150,000 people will have their returns processed in India for a price of $300 versus $3,000 here in the United
States.
And
then the government claims that, again, quote, all this saves money, but it isn't designed to save money. The IMF and World Bank have said it's about getting rid of the middle class so we can all be under their control through serfdom. Paul
right.
Watson, how is this part of the system to move us into neo-feudalism?
Well, the figures came out a few months ago where they're actually going to increase this outsourcing by, what was it, 7 times over the next 5-10 years or so. But it's about, outsourcing, lowering the American middle class to a third world status. And in fact, they go and train these employees in India to pretend that they're actually based in America. And in the case with Britain, they educate them on what's going on in all the soap operas and what's going on with all the different football scores. So they're actually trying to lie and pretend that they're actually based in America.
Understand, you pay your tax money so your job can be shipped overseas by the government's own operations.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
All right, good to hear from you. I'm glad you mentioned that story to me. Please email it to tips@infowars.com, Paula. Let's talk to Vince in Indiana. Vince, go ahead.
Hello, Mr. Jones.
Hello.
I'm Watson, and I can't remember your gentleman reporter's what, Mr. Watson?
Yes.
Okay, because they're doing a thing on C-SPAN about the 9/11 commission where these people are survivors of the Pentagon. And one of the survivors, or not one of the survivors, but one of the husband of his wife was killed. And he mentioned that they have not paid those death benefits.
Well, they tell you, sign over all liability. Say you won't investigate, speak out, or sue anybody. Then you get your $1.4 million. But if you don't get the money.
Yeah, but he didn't want to sue them. He just wanted to be paid the death benefit out of that. And then they had this other lady.
Oh, you're saying they're not even giving him his insurance?
No. Oh, no.
That's disgusting. Thanks for the call, Vince. You got any comments on that, Paul?
Yeah, well, it was in the Toronto Star that basically the title was, you know, 9/11 victims of government attempts bribe, and they're actually trying to pay them off from preventing them from suing the government, not for, prior knowledge or any of these surface issues, but for involvement, such as the case with Ellen Mariani. So we've got the 9/11 Commission itself on the surface whitewashing, and then people in the mainstream media tagging onto it for their own agenda, like Howard Stern recently on his show. Basically every hour on one of his shows he was starting to talk about 9/11 and how they had prior knowledge, so that puts it to the surface level because Stern also advocates John Kerry, so then they can whitewash it and say it's all, you know, a liberal conspiracy theory.
Yeah, you're not for Howard Stern, are you? So, interesting point. Joe in Ohio. Joe, go ahead.
Hello, Alex. And,
hello, Joe.
Yeah, I'm calling from Cleveland, Ohio, and I've been trying to get you on AM here for a while now. I've been in contact with Vince Genesis, and I think we finally made some headway. He's going to send me a demo down of some of your programs, and I'm going to put them out.
Well, that's awesome.
Yesterday on Hard Target on the History Channel from 11:30 to 12 Eastern Standard Time, Lieutenant Colonel Karen Kwiatkowski, retired Pentagon advisor, and she mentions how Bush talked about misleading the American people in this Iraq war. She talked about the neocons and the conservatives.
Yeah, I'm familiar with her. They had her on what channel?
History Channel.
What was the name of the show?
Hard Target. And I have a couple more comments to make about
that. Yeah, I want to hear about this when we get back. Yeah, she was inside the Pentagon, and she's been public about how it was all a bunch of lies and the intelligence people knew it. And, you know, they were openly saying, how do we lie to them? How do we manipulate them? The Pentagon plants fake letters from troops in the newspaper, people. They're showing up at the university harassing people. We're in deep trouble.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340, or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com. Whether you live in the country or simply dream about living in the country, Countryside and Small Stock Journal is the magazine for you. You'll learn how to make cheese, sausage, wine, soap, and more. Build a cider press, a year-round greenhouse, or even your own home. Raise and care for poultry, rabbits, sheep, and goats, and cook delicious meals from scratch with food grown in your own backyard. With Countryside, you'll learn handy gardening tricks, how to save money, old-time skills, what's new in alternative energy, how to be healthier and happier by living a simpler, more stress-free life. And if you act now, we'll send you a sample issue absolutely free. Just call 1-800-551-5691. We'll rush you the latest issue of Countryside without cost or obligation. That's 1-800-551-5691 to get your free issue. If you like what you see, pay the invoice and enjoy Countryside for a full year. If you decide it's not for you, simply write cancel on the invoice, but keep the magazine just for taking a look. It's as simple as that. Get ready to live the good life and call 1-800-551-5691 or visit our website at www.countrysidemag.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, let's go back to Joe. Joe, you had some other points you wanted to make about what you saw on the History Channel last night.
His name was Warbro, W-A-W-R-O, the interviewer. And he, one of the questions he asked her, he says, do you think that Bush misled the American people? And she said, absolutely. She was very authoritative about that.
And it's not like they accidentally misled. On purpose, in the meetings, it was all about, we know Iraq isn't part of it, but we want to blame it on them. And there's a bunch of new government officials going public on this.
And she admitted that they didn't even contact the intelligence agencies before they went to the American people. They just came right out and dropped it in their lap at the Pentagon and said, this is what we're going to do. We're going to war.
And again, this is compartmentalization. This is what they do over and over again. The average Department of Intelligence, military Department of Intelligence, and the Defense Intelligence Agency, to use the right term, the CIA, even the FBI, aren't bad people, but they're all compartmentalized. It's the crooks at the top, and they just do whatever they want. Thanks for the call. I appreciate that call. We're going to get into a bunch of other news, just shotgun effect, running through it in kind of a blitzkrieg fashion. Then we'll get to Moses and Tim and many others that are holding. But because of the Coca-Cola story that came out on Friday throughout the weekend, and it's posted at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, because that happened, I called Jim Shepard up this morning and said, will you come on the show today? Folks, all of the Coca-Cola bottled water, their brand has been pulled off shelves. I've been in stores. I've walked up and asked them this weekend, why is that still on the shelf? They said, oh, we didn't get the order to pull it off the shelves. It's still on the shelves. Now, the Associated Press reported that they pulled it. The Coca-Cola had ordered the pulling of all of it, and it's got a very dangerous poison in it, a deadly carcinogen. This is their own words. And look, I'm not here attacking Coca-Cola, the folks that put aspartame in their diet drinks. What I'm telling you is that Dannon bottled water, 4 years ago, killed people in New York. And yes, so we'll go ahead and put Paul Watson on hold, and we'll go ahead and bring Jim Shepherd up. Jim, look, I don't drink a lot of bottled water, and if I do, it's one of these little companies here in Texas, and I've even been by the spring before. This bottled water from the big companies, time and time again, is found to be dirtier in some cases. Folks, I got stacks of mainstream articles, than tap water. First off, Jim, why is that? Why can't people trust bottled water? And then secondarily, why should they buy one of your water filters?
Well, Alex, the University of Indiana did a research project, and they found that 75% of bottled waters had a bacteriological count 10 times or greater than that just found in tap water. And there are several reasons for that. First of all, most of the companies out there use tap water. They just filter the tap water, and they may call it, you know, something springs or whatever, but basically it is tap water. There's one very well-known bottled water company up in Michigan that actually just has a pipe in the middle of a parking lot, sucks out of the ground. But the big problem is that when they're filtering that water, Alex, they remove anything that's going to inhibit bacteriological growth in that water. And when you take out anything that's going to inhibit the growth, then any bacteria in there is going to start multiplying.
Okay, let's explain this. They run it through a system that takes the chemicals out, leaves the bacteria in. Now the chemicals, which are bad enough, aren't there to kill the bacteria. Then it sits on the shelf for months in some cases, in hot trucks, gets loaded off from the warehouse, and then you drink it. It's real simple, people. If you buy a Sport Berkey, it'll do 630 refills off of tap water, 130 off of pond water or stream water or ditch water. And then they've got the Super Black Berkey system that does tens of thousands of gallons and sits in the corner of your house, foot and a half tall, 2 feet tall, takes 2 minutes to put together. They're a great sponsor. It's made in America. I'm sorry, it's not made in India like the competition. A lot of them are. And, yes, I believe in you not drinking bacteria, not drinking herbicide and pesticide. Jim, I mean, this is a big deal, though. Coca-Cola is the biggest bottled water group out there. They admit they just use tap water. This is a sick joke.
Well, and really the most efficient method for cleaning up your water is to do it at point of use. Unless you're putting water into an absolutely sterile container and you've removed absolutely 100% of the bacteria, then bacteria is going to begin to breed in that water. And so that's why it's so important to filter that stuff out right when you're ready to use it.
Now, yeah, clean
you
water,
filter
folks.
The water through, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Clean water is what civilization was built on. That's why all the big ancient cities are on clean rivers or by springs. It's simple. You got to drink clean water for your mind to work correctly.
Well, and you know, there's been a lot of hoopla about vaccines and how they've diminished a lot of the diseases here in the United States. But actually, that's not true. If you look at the graphs, when we started getting our water systems in place in the early 1900s, that's when disease, such as polio and everything else, started going down. And
I have the big graphs, Jim. And it shows a massive drop. And then when vaccination started, became widespread in the 50s, the diseases actually went back up again, just not to previous levels.
Right. And so, your drinking water, I mean, that's the basis of hygiene. And you know, people go to great lengths to take a shower every day to wash the outside of their body. But you shouldn't be putting trash in there. You really need to put something in your body that's going to assist it in cleaning the toxins out of your body.
It's a big load on your liver drinking all the chlorine and fluoride and the pesticides and the Prozac and the Ritalin and the birth control pills. but also all these bacteria, even if there's chemicals in it, it's just dead bacteria. I believe in this, folks. It's time to stop drinking the poison. It's time to get a Big Berkey. Jim, real quick, what are the specials?
Okay, we have the Berkey Light without the lights. That's $199. And then you can, when you order that, you can select between a sports bottle, potassium iodate, or the new video, Sheltering in Place, which tells you how to fix up your house during a terrorist event so that you don't get biological or nuclear stuff inside your house. And then we have the Berkey Light Special with the lights, and you can select two of those items, the sport bottle, the sheltering in place, or the potassium iodate. And, of course, we have our generic sport bottles, same as the Berkey Sport, but we use these for missionaries. We don't go to the expense of putting a copy on the bottle, so the bottles, but it's the same filter, $5 for $99, $12 for $199.
And again, this cuts out almost everything. It doesn't cut out everything like the Big Berkey unit. So get both, folks, and stop drinking the poison. Take control of your life. They've got several other great specials. 1-888-803-4438, 888-803-4438, or simply go to my website, Infowars.com. We've got a secure online shopping cart, and they take the orders down each day and ship them out to you UPS. So Infowars.com, secure online shopping cart, or PrisonPlanet.com, or Jim, tell them about your website.
You can go to BerkeyWater.com, and you can actually print brochures off from the website, full description of all the different products, pictures, and we've been told that it's one of the most beautiful websites. I had a magazine call the other day. They want to do an article. They just were surfing the web. They saw our website and said, man, you know, we were impressed with the website. We started reading about your product. We want to do a review on it.
All right. So, again, folks, I mean, all the time I tell you how dangerous bottled water is. I tell you how dangerous the tap water is. I know a lot of you heard the story over the weekend about Coke pulling every bottled water container off every store shelf in the country. And I can't tell you how many times I've seen different brands with the same type of stuff in it. It is now time to take action, to take control of your life, and support this broadcast, and it's Made in America, 888-803-4438. Jim, thanks for coming on.
Always a pleasure, Alex.
You bet. I mean, it's real simple. You talk about, oh, what can I do in the New World Order? I don't have any power. Your body is 70% water. You're going to get enough poison in the food, people. It's time to stop drinking the toxic water. It's simple, and you'll save money not buying bottled water. And occasionally I drink bottled water, too, but I never drink tap water. Tap water tastes so bad. All they do is take the taste out of the bottled water. The bacteria just go in there and start breeding. Now, with the Coca-Cola situation, with their brand of bottled water, it is a carcinogen. And I commend them for doing the recall, but it's time to start doing it yourself. You can't depend on other people. Going back to Paul Watson, then to your calls. Paul, there is so much here to go over, so many different news articles here, but ex-advisor blasts Bush's terror response. This is out of the Associated Press. President Bush's National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice looked skeptical when she was warned early in 2001 about the threat from al-Qaeda and appeared to never heard of the terrorist organization, according to Bush's former counterterrorism coordinator. He went on to say that they told him on 9/11, no, Iraq's not involved in this. They told him a week after. But they said, Rumsfeld said, I want to start bombing them now. Everybody knows who Iraq is. We've got to, quote, do something. So now attack innocent countries because they already had a battle plan to go after them. Paul?
Yeah, and this is Richard Clark, the former White House counterterrorism coordinator, who said that they planned to attack Iraq before 9/11 and immediately told the intelligence agencies in an intimidating manner to find a link between Iraq and 9/11. Bush.
By the way, he's the same guy that came out and confirmed that they flew 144 of the bin Ladens out in the days after 9/11. Wonder why he's doing that.
Well, I actually listened to Drudge last night, and he and his callers were saying that this was a liberal conspiracy theory and that these people are just trying to sell their books. It's funny, when anyone releases a pro-Bush book, then they don't get attacked for trying to sell books.
Well, Paul O'Neill is a conservative, and he was the Treasury Secretary. He said day one they had maps of the Iraqi oil fields, were planning the invasion. That guy's a billionaire, doesn't need to sell books. But forget Paul O'Neill, forget Clark. We have the PNAC documents, Paul.
Yeah, are the PNAC documents a liberal conspiracy theory? Is it a liberal conspiracy theory that Colin Powell and Condoleezza Rice did a public speech in Cairo on February 24, 2001, and Powell said, quote, he, Saddam Hussein, has not developed any significant capability with respect to weapons of mass destruction. He is unable to project conventional power against his neighbors. We've also got Blair in there, pre-Iraq dossier, saying that Saddam had the ability to launch a strike on Britain within 45 minutes, and then the Iraqi source of that later came out and said it was a crock of fill-in-the-blank, and yet still they hang on to it. Still we've got Rumsfeld flopping around on this interview that you aired in the last segment.
In fact, let's do that now. This is 8 days ago, Face the Nation. He says it's you know, this urban legend, or his term, folklore, that they ever said this, when they said it literally hundreds of times with all the administration people, let it be 1,000 times or more, and then they start reading off the quotes. Let's go ahead and hit that clip now, Stephanie.
Well, let me just ask you this. If they did not have these weapons of mass destruction, though, granted, all of that is true, why then did they pose an immediate threat to us, to
this
country?
You and a few other critics are the only people I've heard use the phrase immediate threat. I didn't. The president didn't. And it's become kind of folklore that that's what's happened. The president went...
You're saying that nobody in the administration said that?
I can't speak for nobody, everybody in the administration, and say nobody said
that. The vice president didn't say that?
Not, if you have any citations... I'd like to see
that. Here says, some have argued that this is you speaking, some have argued that the nuclear threat from Iraq is not imminent, that Saddam is at least 5 to 7 years away from having nuclear weapons. I would not be so certain. Close to imminent.
I tried to be precise, and I've tried to be accurate.
No terrorist state poses a greater or more immediate threat to the security of our people and the stability of the world than the regime of Saddam Hussein in Iraq.
So again,
my view of the situation was that we believe the best intelligence that we had and other countries had, and that.
Okay, so that's the clip, and I mean they could have hit him a lot harder than that. It's an immediate threat. No one is as an immediate threat. Tony Blair, they're going to attack us in 45 minutes. They got a lot of nerve to continually tell these lies, Paul.
Well, it's like the faked Niger document, the uranium, which CIA directly told Bush it was false, it was faked, and yet he still included it in the State of the Union address, and they were the CIA agents that were actually, you know, doing their job. But since then, we've had articles like WMD, just a convenient excuse for war, admits Wolfowitz, and gave a speech where he said that the primary justification for toppling Saddam Hussein by force was because it was politically convenient and nothing to do with weapons of mass destruction.
Okay, let's shift gears. We got Israel, as usual. This is Jerusalem Post today, far from some anti-Semitic rag, coming out and going, yeah, why does the Israeli government allow Israelis with Mossad connections to continue to transfer key weapons parts for high-tech systems to Iran?
Yeah, we've got that out of Jerusalem Post and another Israeli newspaper, where they again and again these businessmen working on behalf of Israel get caught transferring the technology to Iran and then threatening to invade Iran. We had just a couple of months ago, it seemed that Sharon was on the verge of going into Iran, and they've even publicly stated that they intend to attack and bomb their nuclear production facilities. And yet the same people saying that are the same people arming them, just as in the case of North Korea, with Rumsfeld on the board of ABB signing away the transfer of these light water nuclear reactors, which produce uranium, one of the main components of nuclear bombs.
Enough for 100 nuclear weapons a year, according to the Associated Press. Now, we have the American Free Press article, while we're talking about Israel. Israeli lobby slips anti-free speech bill through House. Bill can still be defeated in Senate if citizens act now. And this is by Michael Collins Piper from AmericanFreePress.net. We have the story at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. The Israeli lobby has launched an all-out drive to ensure congressional passage of a bill approved by the House and now before a Senate committee that would set up a virtual federal tribunal to investigate and monitor criticism of Israel on American college campuses. Now, the left has always loved banning stuff against conservatives, but now the neocons are going to move in and take over some of that territory as well. 10 months ago, the New York-based Jewish Week newspaper claimed that the report by American Free Press that Republican members of the Senate were planning to crack down on college university professors who are critical of Israel was a, quote, dangerous urban legend at best, deliberate disinformation at worst, close quote. In short, they were saying AFP lied. Now the truth is known. Way back on September 17th, the House Subcommittee on Select Education unanimously approved H.R. 3077, and now it's quietly moved out and passed out of the House in the Senate, Paul.
And this would, of course, remove federal funding for any campus that allowed any of their students to engage in criticism of Israel. So it's total thought control.
We'll get more of your response to that. We'll go to calls for people that have been patiently holding. Keep watching with us about 30 minutes, 20 minutes in the next hour. Bunch of other news. You do not want to miss the rest of this show. 1-800-259-9231. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking and implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
All right, Moses and others, you're up next. Then we'll accelerate with your calls and more of the news we haven't even gotten to into the next hour. Third hour coming up, and I will also tell the story of what happened at the peace rally that I've spoke at. Boy, was that interesting. Great people put it on, but some of the socialists there. Very interesting story coming up in the next hour. I'll also talk about some of the other issues facing the Second Amendment. Just a lot of key stuff coming up. Just briefly, because I want to go to your calls, Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order. It's an excellent book. You can read a free sample chapter of it on the websites in the Order Out of Chaos section. My book, Descent into Tyranny, covers September 11th and the ensuing police state and how to stop it. It's $12. Watson's is $19.95. Get a second copy when you buy one for $11.95 to give us a gift. And that goes to support what we're doing and also Paul's work. I've made 10 films, carry several other great videos by other researchers, carry a lot of other books and books on tape and pro-gun, anti-tyranny t-shirts that are again available at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. And we need your support to expand and continue our work and the things we're doing. So the toll-free number to get the books, the videos, the books on tape, the t-shirts, 1-888-253-3139. I want to thank those that have gotten them and have spread the word. You've had a great effect. 1-888-253-3139, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And again, the videos are all over 2 hours long, $25.95, $20 if you order three or more of any of the titles. So 888-253-3139 or PrisonPlanet.com to order via our secure, safe online shopping cart. Let's go ahead and go to Moses in Texas. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, brothers.
How you doing?
Or should I say day cousins? Like that thing you're talking about in Britain about turning your friends and neighbors, that sounds like Fahrenheit 451 with the little blue light flashing on the corner, that vision of the future of Britain from the 60s.
Well, there's also, I mean, they're doing that in the public schools here for a decade. They give them little tattletale hotline cards, and they get $250 if they turn mommy and daddy in. That's the big bonus, Paul.
Well, there are no real terrorists running around, so the government's making the people spy on each other to create that shadowy threat that there are real terrorists running around in their back garden. So it's about creating a civilian Stasi to watch each other, and it is straight out.
But meanwhile, if a woman who's being raped stabs the rapist to death, she gets 5 years in prison. That actually happens in England, doesn't it, Paul?
Yeah, the right to self-defense has been completely obliterated, especially under Tony Blair. People like Tony Martin, who do defend their property, are, you know, put in jail while the burglars seek legal damages. And
yeah, go ahead and finish your comment, Moses.
Well, what you're talking about, the British intelligence that you guys have been telling about, how they admitted there in the papers that they're behind all those IRA bombings and stuff.
Yes.
Well, during the 70s, the church hearings showed in the documents that the FBI informants were behind all the Weatherman bombings and all the KKK bombings. And
we've had, who was the famous lady, the civil rights worker got killed down in Louisiana? Ooh. I've had her son on the show. It was the FBI that killed her.
Yeah.
And that's even come out on the History Channel now.
Well, you know, I really appreciate you doing those quotes on the radio, because we've been telling everybody up here in the canyon, my brother Clayton has ordered 3 more videos. We've already been getting that one out, The Road to Tyranny. And so I got invited into my son's high school, and I got to talk to 3 classes about, they were talking about conspiracy theories. And I said, well, if you don't believe in a conspiracy, then you don't believe Psalm 2, about why did the heathen rage, why did the nations conspire to do this crazy stuff. And that the quote you've been doing with Bush, Bush and Kerry about the skull and bones, that we can't talk about, and then Bush says, I'm not going to lose, I have a plan. Well, he announced the plan, the roadmap to peace, and they're just getting ready.
I hear you. Great call. Keep it up. 3rd hour straight ahead. Stay with us.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material
used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.